Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Apostles Table. I'm just trying to make sure I got a good feed, good stream, because you know it gets chopped up sometimes. So if you are watching, make sure that you say, okay, Apostle, you're not all jumbled up, you straight, so that we can get a good broadcast today. How's it looking, Cecil? Yeah, we want to make sure we get a good broadcast. So today, I mean, we just bless God for another Sunday to be before you with Eagles United Ministries, the Apostles Table. Now, I love to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, so it is my honor to be here this morning. I had a rough weekend, y'all. I'm telling you, I washed my hair, went outside, and honey, I'm telling you, it just messed some things up. But we'll be right back. And when we come back, we should have a better video. So we'll be right back in just a few seconds. Amen, amen. We went through some technical difficulties, but we are back. Now, checking the feed again, is it choppy? Still choppy? We can't do anything about that. I just have to bless God and continue with the broadcast today. You know, we'll just use the audio since the audio seems to be working right. Today is a very, very blessed day. Amen. I'm a little hot, but I'm okay. Today is a special day because it's my apostles' anniversary this evening at 1 o'clock. So I'm hoping that you all can be there, be in the house, and check it out. Okay? We want to make sure that we celebrate her. Amen. And that she feels a little this afternoon. Make sure that you are in the house. Okay. All right. We're still choppy. Oh, no. We're moving around now. All right. We're moving around now. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. Amen. So let's get into our opening prayer. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. I am so blessed, amen, to have one of the Eagles back in the house today, Cecil. We love you, amen, and excited about you being here today. If those of you out there that just want to be in the house when we do the Apostles' Table or just our regular service, you are welcome. You come to 5301 Polk Street, Building 14, Houston, Texas, 77023. Amen. And I promise you will enjoy yourself. On the prayer list this morning, I want to pray for churches, pastors. I want to pray for husbands and wives. I want to pray for those that are looking for relationships. Praise God. This is regular everyday stuff. I hear so many pastors and preachers skipping over regular everyday stuff and talking over people's head. We need to deal with the things that people are going through on a regular basis. Financial woes and homelessness and all kinds of different things going on. We need to be putting that on the forefront, because when people are able to deal with their regular everyday lives through the power of God, they are able to show the love of God. Hallelujah. So I just want to pray for you this morning. I also want to pray for Sister Alicia, who's usually in the house with us. Praise God. She is taking a test today, and we are believing God for her to pass it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to further her career. Amen. God has given her, amen, a new path. Praise God. And I know that God is going to move on her behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for another opportunity, amen, to give you all the glory and give you all the praise. Lord, I speak healing right now. Hallelujah. Healing over my body, glory to God. Healing for those that are watching, whether it be on Facebook, Twitter, wherever it is you're watching, YouTube. Lord, we pray for healing. Hallelujah. Whether it be healing in your finances. Lord, we need a supernatural miracle, Father God. Open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing we have not room enough to receive. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. Lord, we know that you are able to do exceedingly and more abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So Lord, heal those areas. Heal that husband and wife. Heal, glory to God, hallelujah. Heal that person who has aches and pains in their body right now. Lord, go into the ICU, the nursing home, the emergency room, Father God, and meet them where they sit, stand, or lay. Let them know, Father God, you never leave them nor forsake them, Father God. Let them know that you are a healer, hallelujah, a doctor that never lost a patient. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to walk with us on today. This is your day, a day that's dedicated to you, Father God. And we ask you, Father God, that in every church steeple, Father God, in every center, hallelujah, Lord, that every praise that go up, Father God, every prayer that go up, Lord, that you begin to work it out in the mighty name of Jesus. You spoke this whole world into existence. And then you gave us dominion, hallelujah. And Lord, we know that if we speak it, Father God, hallelujah, we have the power through you, amen, to receive whatever it is, hallelujah, that we speak. So, Lord, we speak love. We speak peace. We speak joy. We speak long-suffering, hallelujah. We speak strength. We speak grace. We speak mercy right now in your son Jesus' name. Move, hallelujah, like never before. Hallelujah. And Lord, we trust you with everything, glory to God. We trust you with our households. We trust you, Father God, with our children. We trust you, hallelujah, with that loved one, glory to God. Hallelujah, that's so near and dear to our heart. Lord, even those members of our family that are struggling, Father God, they can't see their their way. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you encourage their spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask that you touch our children. We come against the spirit of suicide right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That voice that's telling them you might as well end it all. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against that person that's speaking death on someone else. Come on, hallelujah. We come against it right now. That person that's in despair, that's on their last, they feel like they're at the end of their rope. We ask you, Father God, to show up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, hallelujah, depression and anxieties, Father God. Lord, we know, Father God, that in due season we will reap if we faint not. So, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to continue to strengthen us, continue to encourage us, continue to show up and show yourself strong in our lives. And we'd be so quick to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know, praise God, out there, amen, in streaming land? How many of you know, amen, it's nothing but the grace of God that carries us through? And I know that it's people that feel like they know it all and got it all. But let me tell you something, amen. Hallelujah. Some of y'all ain't, you're a paycheck away from being in at the soup kitchen. Come on. Hallelujah. So you, amen, need to show some grace to somebody else. Come on. Hallelujah. We don't know that when we sow a seed in somebody else's life, when we get in a place of need, God shows up on our behalf. Come on. Hallelujah. Or what about when you didn't have and God sent somebody? Now you have, you need to bless somebody else. Pay it forward. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how it works. It's a circle, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you gotta learn. We are all walking in grace. Amen. I don't care how many cars you got, how big your house is. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't care what career you got. Come on. Hallelujah. Anything can happen. Praise God. And you'll be in the same line. Y'all know when COVID hit. Come on. When COVID hit, Harvey hit. Come on. Everybody had to stand in that same line for their food stamp card. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we got to get out of that. Oh, I'm better than you. I'm of a higher class than you. Come on, because God can flip that thing before you know it. Amen. Hallelujah. He can, Lord have mercy. I'm going to help somebody today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't have time to razzle dazzle. I don't want to razzle dazzle you. I got to tell you the truth. Praise God. Amen. The Bible say don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Come on. Hallelujah. I had somebody tell me, amen, I found you in Wesley Square. I say, but you found me under the grace of God. Come on, hallelujah. You found me trusting God. You found me, hallelujah, leaning and depending on him. Come on, glory to God, amen. Paul said, I learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. Hallelujah, glory to God, because I could have been dead. Come on. I could have been gone from here. Hallelujah, but God. Hallelujah. Listen, y'all better get yourself together. Hallelujah. The Bible said we're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to care for the widow. We're supposed to care for the stranger. We're supposed to give to those that are hungry. Hallelujah. We're supposed to put clothes on the backs of those that don't have it. Glory to God. I heard somebody say that's a child of God say, I got mine. You better get yours. Come on. Hallelujah. God help those who help themselves. That's true. Hallelujah. But God also bless those that bless others. I'm trying to help somebody. Glory to God. I'm talking about divine favor. Glory to God. Some folks say, oh, well, how did this happen? And I got this kind of education, and I got that, but watch this. I got what I got in grace. I got what I got in favor. I got what I got, and God is covering it. Hallelujah. Because he said when he give it, he had no sorrow with it. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Some of us need to check what we got. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Some of the folk that's attached to your life, you need to check who's attached to your life. The Bible say, try the spirit. What? By the spirit. Glory to God. Amen. And some of us say, we ain't tried them spirits. Come on. Some of them spirits are attacking, amen, robbing us, amen, of our finances, robbing us of our peace. Come on. Robbing us. Oh, my God. I just want to help somebody. I really was going to go somewhere else. A little later on in the broadcast, we're going to talk about frustration. My Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about frustration because guess what? We get frustrated. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about that. Amen. I'm excited because God, amen, he has changed my life and he has gotten me out of so many things in my life. Amen. He said he's a very present help in a time of need. And I know, and the reason I'm talking about this, the Lord is just revealing it to me, because there's a lot of people that look at what other people go through and you think that you're better than them. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You think, oh my God, I want to help somebody this morning. You think, praise God, that you are better than somebody else. Glory to God. Well, I made these choices in my life. They made these choices in their life. So I'm better than them. I deserve a good life. I worked hard for a good life. But watch this. Amen. Favor ain't fair. My God, hallelujah. How they get that when I've been, listen, maybe it's your attitude, glory to God. Maybe it's the way you treat people, glory to God. Maybe it's the way you separate yourself, oh my God. You put yourself on a pedestal, praise God. Maybe that's what it is, glory to God. But watch this, favor ain't fair. Hallelujah. God bless who he want to bless. He lifts up who he want to lift up. Praise God. God has his own timing. Hallelujah. God chooses who he want to bless. Hallelujah. It ain't got nothing to do with you. And I want to help that person who, listen, stop letting people tell you you ain't going to be nothing.
Come on now.
I'm going to let that sit there for a minute. Stop letting people tell you what you can and you can't do. Or what you got business doing, or what you ain't got no business doing. Stop allowing folks to, oh my God, to limit you. If God says that you are, you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If God says, amen, hallelujah, that you will have, glory to God, amen, a house, or you will have, amen, hallelujah, favor. If God said it, amen, it's going to happen. Stop putting people in the wrong position in your life. That right there, preach. Stop putting people in the wrong position. As soon as they say something to you, all of a sudden you broke down. You don't want to do nothing. You don't feel good. You posting crazy stuff on Facebook. They don't have no power. Come on. They don't have no power. They jealous of the fact, praise God, that God wants to use you. They jealous of the fact that God has favor over you. Jealous of the fact that when you speak a thing, it comes to pass because you love God for real. They jealous. Amen. They jealous that you didn't have to work as hard as they did. Oh my God. They jealous. But you can't let that control you. I love this saying where it say, it ain't none of your business what people think about you. That's true. It ain't none of your business what they think. Because if some of y'all knew what folks thought of you, you wouldn't do nothing. So God protects you from what people think of you.
Come on now.
He protects you from what people say about you. Yeah. Because if you hurt, it's some folk real close to you that can't stand the ground that you walk on.
Right.
But God ain't going to let you know that. Why? Because God is using them to open the door for you. So they necessary.
I
remember when I preached about Judas. Judas was necessary. You got some Judases in your life and they necessary. Why are they necessary? They necessary because they, I don't care how much noise they talk about you, they got to open the door for you. Oh my God. I don't care. Oh Lord have mercy. I'm going to help somebody. Judas was necessary. Why? Without Judas, come on, we wouldn't have Jesus on the cross. Oh my God. We wouldn't be made free. Oh my God. He said, whoever dipped in the bowl with me at the same time, Judas, when he went to dip into the bowl, watch this. It say the spirit entered Judas. Judas' intentions wasn't to betray Jesus. Oh my God. But when he dipped into the bowl, it said the spirit went into Judas. Why? Because, oh my God, it had a purpose. The Judas is in your life. You trying to figure out why they always around. Because God gonna use them. Oh my God, I'm trying to help somebody. My God, he'll use Judas to turn. You ever had somebody in your life, they turn their back on you? That was just God. That was just God using them like a ping pong just to catapult you into the right direction. Because if you would have stayed with them, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing today. Oh, my God, I'm trying to help somebody. Everybody that's in your life ain't meant to be. Oh, Lord. They ain't supposed to be a part of the plan. They were just there for for a season. Then God told that God, oh my God, like they say, the spirit went into Judas. Then the spirit went into them for them to turn their back, come on, so that you can get on the right track. We want everybody to stay. Oh, woe is me. Why so-and-so had to betray me? Why so-and-so had to do me like that? Because they weren't meant to walk with you. Their time was up. Don't be mad at the devil. That's why the Lord said, pray for those that despitefully use you. Because he used them to get you on the right path. He used them to make you think. He used them, oh my God, to activate your discernment. Some of us today, we can't function because so-and-so didn't choose us. He picked somebody else. That wasn't your promise. That was somebody else's promise. That wasn't your husband. That was somebody else's husband. I hear people cry out to her, oh, my husband cheated on me. And he went off and made a life with somebody else and gave her everything because that wasn't your husband. That wasn't your wife. Ooh, I'm going to sip. I'm going to sip because I know it hurt. I'm not saying that you don't get angry. I'm not saying that it don't hurt. I'm just saying you got to be able to look at the bigger picture and see what God is really trying to show you. We so caught up in our feelings and we so caught up in a moment that we don't realize that God has a whole plan, a whole, oh my God, God has a destiny for you. God created you to do something major, praise God. And sometimes people will get in your life and they will downgrade you. Ooh, somebody be mad at that one right there. Sometimes people come in your life, come on, and they see the glow of God on your life, praise God, and they'll begin to just pluck away at it. They'll begin to tell you, you ain't nothing. What you think you doing? Oh, you ain't, come on. It ain't because they don't like you. It's because they jealous of you and they don't know what to do with the anointing on your life.
Come on, man.
So guess what? They say, okay, since I can't rise to the occasion, I'll bring you down to my level. I'll break you down so much. See, because they want to handle you. So in order for them to handle you, they got to break you down. Ooh, somebody gonna get this in a minute. I don't know why God got me here. But sometimes we allow people in our lives and we be so infatuated with them. And, oh, I can't believe they chose me. Till you don't see the devil coming.
Come on now.
Oh, he fine. Oh, she fine. And you don't see the devil coming. Then you bring them on in the house. Let them sit on your couch. Eat out your refrigerator. Start listening to their opinion. And now you off track. You trying to figure out how I got off track. Yes, I'm talking about it on a big old Sunday morning. I know, come on, go on to church and let them tell you about Peter and Paul and all that. But I'm going to tell you about you today. And I'm going to tell you, amen, about the blessings of God that will overtake your life when you learn how to submit to God. When you learn, amen, hallelujah, that the devil is slick and cunning and he'll use anybody or anything to get you off track.
Free. Come on.
Oh, but he was fine, and oh, he had a house, and before you know it, your whole life off track. You ain't going to church, you ain't praying, you ain't blessing nobody no more. It's all about you. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He want to steal the vision. Oh my God, he want to kill your, zeal. Come on, hallelujah. And he want to destroy your destiny. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't want you to find out who you really are in Jesus Christ. He don't want you to find out, oh, what you going to church and what you going over there with that pastor for. See, what you good? Listen. It's a warning before destruction. And sometimes, the very things that we are trying to hold on to, amen. I think it was T.D. Jakes. God, no, who it was, Tyler Perry, whoever it was, they said the very thing that you're trying to hold on to, God is trying to take out your life. It's been a hindrance. They have been a hindrance. Oh my God. He came to multiply. The devil comes to subtract and divide. Come on. God comes to what? Add and multiply. The enemy comes to divide and subtract. Write that down and put it on the refrigerator. Glory to God. Write that down. Hallelujah. Glory to God and put it on the refrigerator. Glory to God. You need a reminder. Because sometimes in this world is so full, amen, of spirits that'll convince you that it don't take all day. Don't worry about it. Let them in, praise God. Don't worry about it. God got you. Come on. You got to be careful what you entertain. Oh, I see where the Lord taking me. You got to be careful what you entertain. Some of us, we don't, oh my God. Next thing you know, look, your life is all messed up. You got to be careful what you entertain. You got to be careful the conversations that you entertain. You got to be careful the people that you entertain. And I'm going to help you with something, praise God. Just because somebody's saying, Lord, Lord, don't mean that you equally yoked.
Amen.
I'm going to just sip some tea.
Come on now.
Just because a person is saying, Lord, Lord, doesn't mean that you're equally yoked. Just because he can preach the house down, just because she can sing the house, sing you under the benches, come on, does not mean that you will be equally yoked with them. Ooh, Lord got me here. Praise God. Are you going the same direction? Ooh, Lord. If you got vision, come on. Are you walking with another visionary? Oh, my God. If you are a person that God is steady, amen, have you on the move, why would you get with somebody, come on, that's happy being still? Sure. Ooh, I'm trying to help somebody today. Ooh, the Lord on it today. If you, come on, amen, if God, amen, is building you and God, oh my God, if God got you doing great things, why would you get with somebody that's settled, amen, that'll settle for nothing? Oh, me people busy. Cecil, am I all right? Am I all right? Hallelujah.
I hear you.
Why would you? Why would you? Sometimes we don't want to listen to our parents when our parents say, that ain't the one. Come on. They'll tell you sometimes about your friends. You better watch that one. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. And that just be the voice of God trying to warn us before destruction. A lot of our black young men are in jail today because they didn't listen to their mama say, hey, you better watch that one. But we don't want to. We want to do what we want to do because we what? Grown.
Grown. Keyword.
We grown. I'm grown. I do what I want to do. I pay my own bills. Yes, you do. But one day you're going to have to pay a bill that you're... Ooh, Lord.
God, did I put you back in your
couch? Won't it? That's the encouraging word for this morning. Praise God. Amen. You got to be careful of the company that you keep. Glory to God. You also got to understand, too, that Judas is necessary. It's some folk in your life that got to let you down so you can move away from them. Or they got to let you down so you can understand that the God in you can't keep you. We depend so much on man. We depend so much. Oh, my mama won't support me. Oh, my sisters won't. Oh, my brothers won't show up for me. Oh, she's supposed to be my friend and she didn't show up. Maybe that's God removing all these people so you can see him.
Right.
Sometimes God has to clear the path so you can see him. He wants the glory. We love to give everybody else God's glory. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Woo. Y'all just be careful. Come on. I'm going to back up off of that. So y'all better be careful. The enemy, amen, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He does not want you to be fruitful. He does not want you to really experience God. He wants you to constantly be repeating patterns over and over again. I hear people say this all the time. Why am I attracting the same people? The same type of people? Because you won't allow God to cleanse your palate. You won't allow him. Some of y'all keep attracting the same man because you won't allow God to clean your palate. You won't allow him to show you something different. You keep attracting the same kind of women because you won't allow God to show you something different. Come on. Some of y'all just need to get you right before you can attract somebody healthy. Why don't you get you right? Why don't you get you in right standing with God? I heard somebody say, I want a godly woman. Are you godly?
Come on now.
I want a godly man. I want a praying man. Do you pray? Amen. I want a man that go to church every Sunday. I want a man that love the Lord. Do you love the Lord? Do you go to church every Sunday? Are you faithful? We love to ask God for stuff we ain't willing to do. I want a man that I want a man that pay all my bills. Do you pay your bills right now? Do you pay your own bills? How do you treat you? Why are we always want God to give us something that he can't trust us with? Oh, I'm all in business money. Why do we always ask God for something that he cannot trust us with? If he gave you a man right now, you'll rip that man to pieces. If he gave you a wife right now, she'll catch hell from you. Why? Because you are not right. I know she didn't. Yes, I did. And believe me, I got enough experience to let you know. You want something from God, but what are you willing to give? You want God to give you a faithful Christian woman, but you ain't faithful to yourself. Come on. Cleanse your palate. Say, Lord, create in me, and say, give me a clean heart and create in me the right spirit. Some of us think we so right. God didn't gave you a wife, you done ran out because you think you so right. You think you know more than God. I'm going to let that sit there for a minute. I'm trying to see some leave it alone. Trying to leave it alone. Let me do some announcements because y'all going to get me in trouble this morning on the Apostles' tape. I don't play no games with you. Listen, this is why I don't play no games with you, because I done been through so much in my life dealing with people, attitudes, places, come on, all this kind of stuff, and just seeing how the devil works, seeing how he will set you up for a fall. You would look like they say, you drink the Kool-Aid. Come on, amen. Ain't no time for that. Ain't no time for that. We're in the last days, y'all. And y'all keep saying, oh, well, y'all always say that. Guess what? If you pass away tomorrow, guess what? Today was your last day.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, y'all been saying that Jesus is coming back. We're in the last days and time is near. You know how many people dying? Mm-hmm. You know how many people that passed away thinking I got time? Their relationship ain't right with God. Come on. I didn't say religious. I didn't say you got religious. I said your relationship, your personal relationship with God. Amen. You need to make sure that's in check before you go to sleep every night, before you leave your house, before you get behind the wheel. All right. Come on. You need to make sure your relationship with God is right.
Come on
now. We doing too much. I got time. Oh, I ain't listen to that church lady. They always saying, but I'm living on my own terms. Okay? You can go to hell on your own terms, too. Y'all want me to sit there right there, too? Yeah. Yeah, you can go to hell, you know, on your own terms. But you can go to heaven on God's terms. You have to make a decision. Glory to God. I ain't trying to offend y'all. Glory to God. I'm trying to offend sin. How about that?
All right.
Amen. So, quick announcements. December the 10th, my organization, Salvation After HIV, we are going to have a big old to-do at BH Ranch. All right? We're going to have food. We're going to have fun. How do you say food, fun, and fellowship? We're going to have all that. We're going to have, but it's mostly to bring awareness of HIV, AIDS, and all that. Because I know you church, I'm not talking to the church people. I'm talking to the real people. We need to addressing things in our community. And that's what we are having this event for, so we can deal with some things that's going on in our community. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you ain't got your head on straight, I was going to say don't show up, but show up anyway. Hopefully, we can help you with that. Right. Amen. All but we're going to have a good time. We're going to have artists out. We're going to have, let's see, Dre OG. I'm going to get Rev Rob. I want Rev Rob out there so bad. I'm going to call him and see if I can get him out there. But if you are an artist and you want to be involved, we're going to set the stage for you. And you get up there and do what you do, okay? But it's to bring awareness. It's to for you to get tested, all kinds of stuff, okay? Good food. We might have some yoga going on. We're going to have a good time. So if you want to be involved, you need to contact me, inbox me, or however, you know. Let me see if I can get some words scrolling at the bottom so y'all can get some information. Also, like I said, later on, we're going to get to talking about frustration. I know y'all waiting on it. Okay, so check the bottom of the screen. If you want to give an offering donation, okay, the cash apps are at the bottom of the screen. All right, we are a 501c3 organization, so you can use it as a write-off on your taxes. So if the Lord is telling you to give that $25,000, Give that $25,000. If he's telling you to give that $2,000, give that $2,000. If he's telling you to give that $200, give that $200. You are sowing into a ministry. Listen, and we ain't no highfalutin. We get out there and we help the homeless. We help women with children. If we have clothes on hand, we give our clothes, tissue, toiletries, all kinds of stuff. I got a shelf in my office just full of stuff. Hey, man, y'all can help me fill up the other shelf I got in here. But that's what we do. We do support groups. We do art classes. We do what we can do to bless our community. If you have somebody in your family that's HIV positive and you don't know how to talk to them, hey, call me. You come to the support group and hear the things that people have been dealing with. I don't care if you don't have HIV, but you're dealing with cancer, you're dealing with something else. Whatever it is you're dealing with, the support group, you come on in. You just may need just a family of people to gather around you and love on you. That's who we are. We have an online support group and we have an in-person support group. You know, so contact me for more information. Now, today I wanted to talk about frustration because a lot of times our bills don't, I mean, our paychecks don't meet the bills, okay? Right. Sometimes we're at a place in our lives where we want something to work and it ain't working and we don't know how to do it. Sometimes we're at a place of new beginnings in our life, but we don't know how to let go of the old. Come on, amen? And it's frustrating. It's frustrating trying to understand people, trying to understand your kids. Your kids going left and you talking about go right, they ain't studying you. Come on. It gets frustrating. But the Lord encourages us through the word of God. Let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we get ready to share scriptures, hallelujah, on frustration. Help us, Father God, amen, to humble ourselves and receive the word and do what the word tells us to do. Help us, Lord, I pray that it falls on good ground. Help us to be good ground, that word, Father God, will spring forth, amen, bring forth good fruit. And we thank you for it in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So last night I was reading about frustration because I'm at a time in my life where I have to keep them anxieties down. I know y'all don't deal with them because y'all super duper saved. y'all don't get frustrated. You just go and be the God and just no, okay. I'm real. And so it's a thing that happened in life, amen. When the bills start hitting that mailbox, come on, amen. Just recently I had to deal with homelessness, amen. But I thank God for that angel that showed up for me. So praise God. Hallelujah. But what do you do when you're so bombarded with the cares of this life. It's different things you desire. It's different things you want to happen. And then when it all just runs into each other, you're like, oh, you know, that's frustration. So in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call to me. I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know, says the Lord. So he said, in this frustration, it's praying time. Amen. In this frustration, you to quiet those voices and that noise, it's praying time. So get you, look, close your door. Amen. Go in the garage. You know what I'm saying? Send the kids to somebody's house and call on God. When you pray, let me tell you about prayer. Because sometimes we pray and we think we got to say big old words, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, all these big old words. But you know what? All he wants is the truth.
Amen.
You pray and ask God, you say, Lord, I spent too much money this month. Now I ain't got no money, Lord. I need help. He said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. He meets us in the what? In the truth. And sometimes we be so busy trying to be big ballers and shot callers, and we ain't never got nothing going on. Ain't nothing ever wrong. But guess what? He said, I'm a very present help in the time of need. In other words, what? I got your back. He wants you to be honest. He wants you to tell him the truth. He wants you to say, Lord, I'm weak right now. Lord, I failed. Lord, I... Come on. Some folks, you fallen. You fornicated. You done things that outside of God's will. He want to meet you in the truth. He can't help you if you lying. Oh, I'm perfect. I ain't did nothing. I'm just well put together. Lord, I don't need nothing. Guess what? You don't get nothing. But when you humble yourself, come on, you humble yourself and begin to worship him for real. Lord, I'm bad with money. And you lay, Lord, help me to get disciplined in my finances. Lord, I got a terrible attitude. When you are able to come to God in the truth, he meets you in the truth. You can't keep lying to God. Oh, I'm powerful. I know you're fearful and wonderfully made. But you got to admit, Lord, right here, I'm weak. Right here, I need help. Lord, I'm going to lose my wife if I don't fix this right here. Lord, I'm going to lose my husband if I don't get this together. Lord, I'm in bad shape right now. Come on.
Amen.
Some of us don't want to say, you're a liar. You don't want to say that you're a fornicator. You don't want to say that you got to, come on. But when you admit these things, God meets you in the truth. A lot of people are mad because Kirk Franklin began to talk about what he was dealing with porn. But guess what? It's in the truth that God made him free. God can make you free. You keep it and you lying. I'm gonna help somebody. I'm just trying to help somebody. It said, call me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And Jeremiah 32:40 says, I will make an everlasting covenant with my people. I will never stop doing good to them. My God, and I will inspire them to fear me so that they will never turn away from me. In other words, he said, I'm a show you how to respect me. Because as long as you respect me, he said, my goodness, it'll never run out. What am I saying about respect? When I fear God, in other words, I'm saying that I understand that he is the creator of all things and whatever I need comes from him. Even stuff that I don't need, stuff that the desires of my heart, that he just blesses me with. Come on. That's because I respect him. I respect his presence in my life. I respect his power. I respect his authority. Come on. I respect that he could speak a thing and turn my whole life around. I respect that he could, listen, my God, it's folks that I'm talking to right now that should be in jail and you ain't. You should be dead and you ain't. Come on. COVID took a lot of folk out of here. Some of y'all, COVID touched your life and you still walking around on top.
All right.
But you have to respect that's the presence of God. That's the power of God. Now you understand why the saints of old said, I could have been dead. Hey, see, because they realize it's times in their lives where the power of God took over. there because I had a healthy immune system and COVID couldn't. No, that's the, it was the power and grace of God that you are still here.
Come on, Pastor.
That's respect. Come on. I'm not going to say God's name in vain because I respect it. I'm not going to apply his name to things that I've done in my life because I respect it. God allowed me to go through that. No, some of that stuff you took yourself through. But he loves us enough to bring us out. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I'm a teacher to respect me. Praise God. And the amazing thing about God, when we start respecting how powerful he is, and we start respecting, amen, even in our wrongdoing, he's saying, all I will is acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. In other words, he already know that you're going to try to do it your own way. But if you call on me, what the scripture say, call on me. Amen. Let's go to Romans 8, 31 through 32. It says, if God is for us, oh, I love it. It started off right. Hallelujah. If God is for us, oh, I'm talking to his people this morning. If God is for us, who can be against us? See, this is where you now, I respect him. I'm talking about your frustration, because your frustration will tell you lies. Your frustration will say, well, you better hear up and do something. You better go out there and do something, because you know, they said they're going to do this and they said they're going to do that. Oh my God. But this scripture right here say, but if God be for you, you know, people be gossiping about you. Oh, I'm going to tell this, and I'm going to go on this, and I'm going to do this. And guess what? If you just say out your mouth, if God be what? For me. Who can be against me? I be bold enough to say, who do you think you are? Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When folks start saying negative stuff to me, amen, trying to evoke that frustration, the first thing I say, who do you think you are?
All right.
Come on. God love you and God love me. He ain't going to bless you and not bless me. Who do you think you are? And when people say, oh, you're going to struggle, and oh, without me, you ain't going to have nothing. Who do you think you are? My blessings flow through God, not through you.
All right.
He used you. Ooh, that's a heavy one right there. God used you to bless me. Now all of a sudden you think because you draw back your hand that God is going to stop blessing me? No, he's not. Ooh, that's a good one. It says, he who did not spare his own son, he didn't spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us. He said his only begotten son. He gave up his only begotten son for all of us. And you think that he's going to let the devil? Come on now. This ought to get some holy boldness in you right here. He gave Jesus Christ. He gave his only begotten son on the cross. And not no weak death. He was bruised for our iniquities. They ripped the flesh from his body. He allowed his son to go through all of that for me. And you think that he's gonna let just your little rumor ruin my life. You think because you done took $5 and said I ain't giving it to you, that you're gonna ruin my life. Watch this. It says, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Graciously give us all things. If God, if you, somebody loves my house, no, God got a better one for you. It might not, it didn't come the next day, but guess what? He's going to build you up to be able to get it. And guess what? The devil ain't going to be able to take it from you.
All right.
Sometimes we get stuff. I'm finna get on people. Sometimes we do stuff and we do it illegally. Then we want to say it's a blessing. Then God come right in there and take it. Why? Because he cannot honor that. He cannot honor that blessing. He's only going to honor stuff that came straight through him.
Right.
So he'll remove folk out your life, people. Come on. He'll remove businesses out your life, business partnerships out your life. He'll remove jobs. Come on. And then he'll put you in a position to receive from him so that you will not suffer from it. He said, I ain't no sorrow. That's what he said. I had no sorrow with it. Now watch this. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
Oh, that's a good one, huh, Cecil?
Amen.
He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. I hear people say, oh, I can't take this. This is too much. You can handle it. Why? Because God is, he's with you. He's for you. He's more than the whole world against you. Come on, you're going to make it through. Come on, that fruit of the spirit that say long suffering. Why is that a fruit? Why is that? Because it's powerful. Because I can take it. And when I come out, I'm going to come out with my right mind. Yeah, you tried to do me in. Come on. Yeah, you tried to scandalize my name. You tried to humiliate me. But guess what? When I come through this storm, guess what? I'm going to come out as pure gold. When I come through this storm, I'm going to come out better than I've ever been before. When I get through this, oh my God, hallelujah. Why? Because he's with me, even in the storm. He's with me. Oh, my God. In some of the, I had some major battles in my life. Amen. But I never stopped to think that God wasn't with me. He was with me. Hallelujah. He said over in Psalm, I won't let the rivers overtake you. I won't let the storm overtake you. He said, I won't put more on you than you can bear.
All right.
So if you're in a storm right now, guess what? You got this. Why? Because he's right there with you. My God, can I help somebody this morning? Then it says, but when you are tempted, watch this, these instructions. But when you are tempted, watch what he do. It says, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Oh, Lord. It said he will out. Look, you in the storm and he'll like they walked on they walked on solid ground. Come on. Amen. When Moses brought the children of Israel out, he opened up the sea. Now, y'all didn't, they walked on dry ground. You know, come on. Underwater, that's mud. But they said they walked on dry land. Come on, amen. He will put you in a position, praise God, amen, to where even though the storm is raging, nothing fails. Nothing fails in your life. Come on. You don't look. I looked around, praise God, I didn't lose nothing. And I know I was going through a storm, a fight, a battle, a war. Come on. And nothing. And the Lord did. Look. That's the power of God. His presence is so bold in your life. While the enemy is trying to destroy you, God will be preserving and holding everything in place. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. You can hear the windows, amen, shaking. You can hear the roof, amen, feel like it's about to blow up. But the Lord will hold everything in place.
Come on, man.
That's the power of God. Oh, Lord. Ooh. He said, I cause you to stand under it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Won't touch you. I was just talking to somebody when I was out in San Antonio, amen, this past weekend. I was just telling the woman of God, oh my God, hallelujah, about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The most powerful thing about that story is they were in the fight. But watch this. They were willing to go in the fire. Watch this. And in their willingness, glory to God, hallelujah, when they came out, because they threw them in. When they came out, the power of God met them inside. So when they came out, it wasn't even, their clothes didn't even smell like smoke. I'm trying to help somebody. It didn't even smell like they had been through anything.
Right.
That's how God's power is in your life. Glory to God. When you come out of that, praise God, they're going to have you. When you tell the story, they're going to say, what? Be like, what? That happened for real? I couldn't even tell. You heard somebody say, I didn't even know. I didn't even know. And I saw you last week. And I didn't even know you was going through that. That's the power of God. Oh, I hope I'm helping somebody today. Psalms 34:19. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. All of them. You in the midst of trouble right now. He said, I'm delivering you out of them all. Come on. Your mourning time is coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, you may, weeping may endure for a night, but what? Joy coming in the morning.
Amen.
This is going to pass. Come on. I don't need you to faint while you in the storm. I don't need you to faint while you in trouble and trials and tribulations. I don't need you to lose hope, glory to God. Why? Because in the morning, glory to God, it's going to be over. Hallelujah. It ain't going to stay in your life. Trouble don't last, what? Always. Who can I help Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 and 23 say, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. In other words, you said he's powerful believer. Don't go to the left nor the right. Stand on what you say. Oh, it's amazing when I see people of God who they done shouted through the church, God is good. Oh, he's able. As soon as a storm hit their life, you can't get them off the float from crying. Come on, stand up. Stand in what you said. You said he's able. You said he's a deliverer. You said he's a mind regulator. You said he's a doctor that never lost a patient, a lawyer in the courtroom. Come on. Right. You said, glory to God, that he's the great I am. So when your storm hit, stand up and, oh my God.
Amen.
Stand up and decree and declare the power of God. He's a healer. Come on, Cecil. Oh, glory to God. Cecil, know him to be a healer. Come on.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. For God, it says, for who promised is faithful. For God is faithful. God faithful when we not faithful. He show up even though we don't give him 10% of what he gives us.
Right.
Come on, we barely want to give 10% tithes. We won't give 10% tithes. I bless God for my mother. My mother, listen, every night when we were kids, we had to sit in the living room together, pray, and read scriptures. Oh, we was upset. Oh, I'm just sleepy, Mama. I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
And then she would pray. She would speak this over our life. God gonna save my family. She would say that. God gonna save my family. God gonna save my family. Woo, come on, hallelujah. Look, preaching the gospel. I'm a promise, glory to God. See, sometimes we forget who we are. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. And you know you're chosen. Come on. I'm looking somebody in the eye right now. You know you're chosen, right? You know you're destined for greatness, right? You know these many are the afflictions, the troubles of the righteous, but God will deliver you out of them all. Why? Because you're chosen. Why? Because you got work to do. Yeah, the enemy want you to think that you're going to die from this, but no, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to come out as pure gold. Why? Glory to God. Because he said so. He predestined it. Come on. He already ordained it. Come on. Oh, Lord, have mercy. In Hosea 6 and 3, it says, let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. Glory to God. As surely as the sun rises, he is going to show up on your behalf. As surely as the sun rises, he is going to make that crooked way straight. As surely as the sun rises, whatever it is you're going through right now, it's going to pass. Come on, hallelujah. As sure as the sun rises, praise God, amen, you are going to be delivered. Glory to God. Why? Because he is a promise-keeping God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's not a devil in hell, amen, that can stop the hand of God in your life. Ooh. Ooh, I gotta bless somebody this morning. Hallelujah. It says, watch this, it says, as surely as the sun rises, he will appear. It says, he will come to us like the winter's rain, like the spring rains that water the earth. Amen. In other words, his blessing ain't just gonna come little. Come on. His hand, amen. The move of God gonna come in your life, amen. And it's gonna cover everything. Glory to God. Your children, your household, your finances. I'm trying to help somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's gonna cover everything. Your career, glory to God. Listen, God is concerned about your whole life. Glory to God. Not just your spirit, man. Come on. Some folk, he's concerned about your whole life. He's concerned about your heart. He's concerned, oh my God, help somebody. I'm going to stay right there. He's concerned about who takes care of your heart. He's concerned about who you share your life with. He's concerned, glory to God. And he wants you, amen, to be with who he has ordained for you to be with.
All right.
Somebody put that on the refrigerator. Amen. Glory to God. And our last scripture, praise God. Amen. I hope it blesses you. Say, we know that in all things God works. Amen. In all things God works for the good of those who love him. Amen. In all things. In all things. Even in our Judas situations, it's still going to work out for our good. Come on. You've been betrayed, abandoned, left. Come on. It's going to work out for your good. Hallelujah. And I know this for a fact, praise God. Hallelujah. Just recently, amen, feeling thrown away and the Lord had to check my spirit. He said, you didn't lose nothing. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm a keeper. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm a promise keeping God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. Right. Amen. I didn't change. Amen. Hallelujah. Just because your situation changed. I am still, amen, God. I am still the great I am. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel compelled to read this to you because sometimes we just need, and y'all, every Bible I have, my mother gave to me, praise God. When the Bible get wore out, she buy me another. Amen. But in this, I love this Bible because I found a place in it, amen, that blesses my life, amen. Especially when it's a trial that seems like, it seems like, y'all. Seems like I ain't gonna be able to deal. And the Lord is so awesome. And I need for y'all to, I'm gonna do the study on the names of God soon. Hold on. Because we need to really learn how to call on his name. Amen. I know y'all saying we just call on the name of Jesus. But when you know the names of Jesus, it gives you a better foundation. Look, the internet don't want me to find it. But when you call on his name, amen, and you understand who you're calling on, amen, it gives you, amen, a foundation. And sometimes when you're walking through the day, you'll just remember the names you called. Amen. Y'all pray for me. The internet don't want me to find it. I'm going to find it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, and I found it. Amen. So this is powerful. This is powerful for you to get in your spirit. Amen. And if you need me to send you all these names, I will. Amen. Because sometimes you can just pray the names of God and it'll change your mindset. It'll change your atmosphere. It'll change how you address different things in your life. But you need to know who you serve. Amen. And you don't need to be flinching and you don't need to be weak when it comes to the devil. You need to stand flat footed and decree and declare who God is to you in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read some names. I'm going to bless you. It says that he is our advocate. Amen. He is almighty. He is Alpha and Omega. He is, amen, hallelujah. He is the author and finisher of our faith, amen. He is the author of eternal salvation. He is the beginning of the creation of God, hallelujah. He is the beloved Son of God. He is blessed, amen, hallelujah. He is the branch, amen. He is the bread of life, the captain of salvation. He is the chief shepherd, praise God. He is Christ, our God, hallelujah. He is a counselor. Oh my God, how many of you need a counselor sometimes? Hallelujah. Amen. He is the creator. He is the day spring. He is a deliverer. Amen. He is desired of all nations. Hallelujah. He is the door. My God. How about that? Amen. He is the door. The enemy tell you, oh, you can't do that. He is the door. Hallelujah. If you need the door closed or if you need the door open, amen. He is the door. Now, I'm just going to say this prophetically to somebody. Somebody need a job. He is the door. He can close the door to your past and open up the door to your future. He is the door. Hallelujah. He's the elect of God. Amen. The everlasting Father. The everlasting Father. I'll say it again. All this binging and dinging. Amen. Amen. He is, amen, the faithful witness. Hallelujah. He is the first begotten.
Hallelujah. He's the first and the last. He's a forerunner. He's the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's God's blessed son. Amen. He's the good shepherd. Hallelujah. The great high priest, the head of the church. Amen. Glory to God. I can keep going on and on and on. The lawgiver. Amen. The son of saints. Amen. The king of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. He's the Lord of all. Hallelujah. The Lord of glory. Amen. Ooh, it gets good to me. Amen. As I read who he is, it changes my atmosphere, changes my mindset. Come on. And, oh, my God. He said he will set our feet on a solid foundation, which is the rock. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to be blessed this morning. I pray that I said something, amen, hallelujah, that encourages you, amen, to know that the storm, amen, may be raging. You may be dealing with some frustration, but understand this, amen. God, amen, is a deliverer, and you are going to come out, amen. Father God, we thank you for this word on today. We pray it was of a sweet-smelling savor to you. We pray someone heard something that will cause them to trust you more, hallelujah, that will cause them, amen, to learn how to lean and depend on you, no matter what it looks like, hallelujah, that you are in full control, hallelujah. Help us to stand, amen. Help us to stand boldly in your word, hallelujah. Help us understand, glory to God, who you are to us, amen, and what it means for us as your children, hallelujah, as your people, and as the friend of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. If you need prayer, praise God, I want you, amen, to send me a message. Amen, hallelujah. You can also email me, praise God, amen. I'll put that email in the comments. Hallelujah, amen, because I wanted to go to each platform. But I love you, praise God. I believe that God, this word today was to help you, was kind of shake you a little bit and remind you who you are and whose you are. Because sometimes when people talk to us in this world, they make us feel like we're small. They make us feel like we are nothing. Uh-huh. Amen. But let me help you with something. You don't belong to them, amen. You belong to God. And it's what God says about you. That's true. Amen. And like I say, sometimes it's hard because everybody around you could be that Judas. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. But you got to remember, hallelujah, amen, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. And if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. Hallelujah. Make sure, like you see at the bottom of the screen, God is telling you to sow a seed. Sow a seed. Amen. God has many blessings in store for you, and I don't want you to miss it. Amen. We love you. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.